Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The city of San Antonio was in court this week defending itself over the proposal to sell land at the Hay Street Bridge. The buyer would be the Alamo Brewery Company. The neighborhood activists say that land was donated to be made into a park, and they say the city is breaking a contract. Well, what do you think about the deal? Call in. The number is 210-614-8980. Do you have great affection for the Hay Street Bridge? We want to hear from you. Call in. Tell us what you think about it, why you think it's a great thing. The number is 210-614-8980. You can email us at thesource@tpr.org and write directly on the show page on our website at tpr.org. With us to talk about the deal and the trial, Patrick Danner, business writer for the San Antonio Express News. Patrick, welcome to The Source.
Thank you, David.
So we've got a trial going on. Who is suing the city?
It's the Hay Street Bridge Restoration Group, which is made up of community members, and they had entered into a memorandum of understanding with the city back in 2002 that as part of the restoration, they would raise the city's portions of money to pay for the restoration. The rest of the money came from a federal grant. And so the restoration group contends that any in-kind donations, whether it be cash or land, would go towards their end of the contribution. And so now the fight is, well, the group contends that the land that was donated by beer distributor Budco to the city was part of the restoration. However, the city contends that when Budco deeded the land to the city, that there was no requirement that it be for parkland.
Now, the Hay Street Bridge, interesting history. It's visible as you drive on 281. You can near downtown. You see it just east of downtown. Why is there a bridge there?
Well, it goes over some railroad tracks over there. So it used to be owned by Union Pacific Railroad, and it's got a lot of history. I don't claim to be an expert on what that history is, but suffice it to say that
sure, as I understand it, that many years ago, talking about 1910, that's when the bridge was put in place, that the Union Pacific wanted to put a railroad right there, and the city of San Antonio said they needed to be some sort of bridge at that point so the folks east of downtown could still get to downtown. The bridges are actually two different bridges that were put in, harvested or salvaged from other parts of Texas and put right there. And so that people would have a way to get back and forth from that neighborhood. And over the years, it then became abandoned, and now the folks wanted to save it. And it's a beautiful bridge. It's a beautiful piece of construction that people have a lot of affection for.
Mm-hmm. Yes, certainly. But the city has said in court that they've talked with the Homeowners Association in that area, and they've indicated that they already have enough parks and that they would like to see some sort of economic development. And so the city wants to sell the land to the Alamo Beer Company. The Alamo Beer Company originally planned to build a brewery on that property, which is about 1.7 acres. However, I think because of the delays associated with this lawsuit, the brewery is now under construction on some land on Burnett Street, a little bit south and to the west of the property in dispute.
Okay, let's get some callers in on the conversation. Our number is 210-614-8980. Shamir has called in. Shamir, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. Long-time listener, and I love your short show.
All right, cool. Go ahead.
Just wanted to comment on the situation. My perspective is that park land that was supposed to be a park, well, the city obviously had no plans for it, and I just heard that the HOA already said that they don't need any more parks in that area, and Eugene from Alamo Beer Company is putting his money where his mouth is, putting up $8 million for that brewery for the first real economic development on the east side under the Hay Street Bridge, trying to revitalize that entire area, which is mostly commercial. There isn't any residential houses around that area within a few blocks. And so the Haystree Bridge is already being used as a yoga. They do yoga on the bridge and things like that. And he wants to develop that property around there where more people will actually come and visit the bridge because there will be a big brewery there. And I just see it as progress on a part of town that no one is going to, and no one really is stepping up to say that we're going to make a change on this part of town. And I think he's the first one, and who knows, you know, maybe others will follow, and it's only going to get better for that part of town.
All right. Well, thank you for that call and that perspective. We appreciate that. So, Patrick, talking about economic development, does that even enter into this, what's happening in the courtroom? Because you're in the courtroom, you're watching the arguments. Is it really just about the contract?
Well, the city will tell you that this case has nothing to do with the bridge whatsoever, that that this was land that was donated by Budco with no restrictions whatsoever. The only restriction was that if the city decided to make it a park, that that it would carry the names of the donors. However, the city never says it never designated that land as parkland. So what it wants to do is sell or transfer the land to the Alamo Beer Company. The Alamo Beer Company wants to build a restaurant and retail on that portion, on that property that would be in conjunction with its brewery that is now under construction.
But, you know, in a courtroom, the judge, or is this going to be a judge deciding or a jury?
No, it's a jury.
But they're required to judge on a narrow focus of the law, and it doesn't matter what the city plans to do with it, whether it's going to provide jobs, which it sounds like it will do. It'll have economic benefit to just east of downtown where the bridge is, and probably be a great amenity. But they're going to have to focus on what is in the contract. And your reporting is telling us that as that parkland, as that land was donated, it really wasn't specified at the time that it would be a park.
Right. It seems pretty explicit in the deed itself. There's no mention whatsoever of it being donated as parkland. In fact, there's an affidavit that was filed in this court case by one of the donors saying that it was originally intended to be donated as parkland, but however, they had changed their minds and so they the affidavit indicates that the donors didn't place any restrictions whatsoever on the city as far as what they could do with the land.
Okay, let me get Robert on the air really quickly. Robert, we're short on time, but go ahead.
Hi. Let me turn down my radio. I live on Nolan Street in the Dignuity, or Dignality, however you pronounce it, area. And, you know, there is new residential construction going on Cherry Street, 100 yards from the new brewery, and that that whole area over there.
So you're seeing revitalization. You're seeing some good stuff happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, it, you know, there's a lot of homeless, and there's a lot of shelters, and a lot of people
right.
running around. I think the park, there's two big parks just
sure.
a block from there. So cool. Another park is just going to be a collection place for
okay.
For the homeless.
Robert, we're out of time. Thank you for calling in. Patrick Danner, San Antonio Express News. He's continuing his coverage in the paper about what's going to happen to the Haystree Bridge and his project with the city of San Antonio. This is The Source on KSTX. We're going to be right back.